Construction.
Back inside of White Auditorium, Tegan Sherhoon, Michael Deeker, as we start the second half of action in this girls' championship semifinal. Lebo leading Burlingame 24-6. Back on the floor for the first time since midway through the second quarter is Kaylin Noonan. Overshoots the defense, scores.
Like clockwork.
Making an impact early as she gets her eighth point of the ball game, 8 points for the team. An answer on the opposite end is short, and the ball will stay with Lebo. Last touch by Burlingame on the rebound attempt as it rolls out. Yeah, you can hear Coach Slater challenging his girls, saying rebound, rebound, rebound. Hadley to inbound for Lebo. Up to the foul line to Brooklyn Jones. Now right wing, wide open three by Abby Jones. Nothing but net.
They got to get a body on her on that zone defense.
That is her second, Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Agent 3, as a steal on the inbounds for Lebo will result in a trip to the line for Abby Jones. See who the foul goes against. That's going to be against Alexandra Crook. That'll be Crook's first. Team's first of the second half as Abby Jones is at the line for two. Puts it up, short. That's Jones's second miss from the line. She's 3 of 5 overall tonight. Trying to put the lead at its largest. Puts it up. No good. The lead remains at 19. 27-8. Into the front court. Isabella Tyson. Foul line to Alexandra Crook. Now up top to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan goes to Gracie Simmons at the foul line. Back to Tyson. Tyson backing off a little bit, not attacking. That brings Coach Slater out of his seat. Now left side to Noonan. Noonan going to start her approach from the left wing. Gives it back up top to Jocelyn Simmons. Now right wing to Isabella Tyson. Tyson can't break through. Goes right block to Alexandra Crook. She tries to hit Noonan on the left block. Goes through her hands. They get it back. She fires an 18-footer from the left side that's off the mark. Ball free in the lane. And travel by Isabella Tyson. Tyson had the right idea, but as soon as you start to roll through and pick your feet up, they're going to call you for the travel every time. She just needed to get that ball off. So a positive look, but a bad finish there for Burlingame. They had the chances. Lead still at 19, 27-8 with 6.5 remaining in the third quarter. Lebo leads it. Katie Ott lobs into the lane. Brooklyn Jones uncontested up and in right side. Brooklyn Jones has 10. Gracie Simmons trying to get the ball into the front court. She gives it to Tyson. Tyson now across half. Has the ball poked free in the lane. She gets it back and then will basically throw it away. No, they're going to actually say that Audrey Peake got a hand on it first. So Peake fell to the floor trying to get that one, and it looks like she's coming up a little bit of a stinger on the right side. She appears to be okay. Simmons looking to inbound. Tried to get it to Tyson, and Abby Jones will jump in and knock it out of bounds. Staying with Burlingame. Simmons to inbound from in front of the east entrance here on the White Auditorium. Should say in White Auditorium. 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Noonan starts her drive in the lane. Jumper just off the mark. Lebo wasting no time. Audrey Peake into the front court. Goes up top. Sage Hadley three. Nothing but net. Sage Hadley with the Cody Thurston Midwest Land Agent three. Kaylin Noonan going to look to answer. Coast to coast. Misses the bunny off the right side. Ball gets tied up. Jump ball, possession arrow to the Lady Wolves. And Lebo now leads it by 24, 32-8. 5:25 remaining in the third quarter. Right side, Abby Jones three, no good. Rebound to Gracie Simmons. Simmons on the baseline. Gets around Hadley and Jones to get it off to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan going to walk it up across half court. Goes to Gracie Simmons on the right wing. Simmons, a major push off, and that was clear as day. That's Simmons' fourth. She will be sitting. And that may have just been somewhat of a frustration foul. I think she just realized the pressure's been on her all night. She's been trying to get them off her, and sometimes it just inadvertently that arm comes out. Madison Hovstadt, the 5'8 junior, checks back in as Simmons takes a seat. 4:55 remains in the third. And thus far, after getting off to a quick start here, Burlingame once again being shut out as Brooklyn Jones misses the point-blank jumper from the left side, but Tyson misses the pass. Never saw it coming. It's taken away by Audrey Peake in the front court. Peake goes to Hadley right side at the foul line. Ott, left elbow jumper by Jones is off the mark. That's Brooklyn Jones. Abby Jones collects the board. Brooklyn, top of the power E now to Audrey Peake. Peake to Hadley on the top of the right wing. In the lane now to Katie Ott. Gets it back to Hadley. Let's go to the right wing. Three, that's good. Sage Hadley with her second. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Agent three. 4 minutes to go in the third. It's 35-8, a 27-point lead for Lebo. Brooklyn Jones picks up the loose ball on the Burlingame end. Now going to take it in the lane. Layup is not really sure what to call that, but it didn't go in. Won't matter as Abby Jones gets the easy steal on the opposite end. 3.5 left to go in the third. Bounce pass in the lane. Sage Hadley unguarded, but her shot is just a little too light and doesn't fall in. Sierra Crouch checks back into the Lebo lineup. Checking in for Burlingame will be the 5'2 junior Savannah Short. Brooklyn Jones leaves the right side jumper off the back iron as Jocelyn Simmons was trying to get the pass out, and she took an extra step. So another turnover here to Lebo. That is number 26.
That's six all in the second half. So just things continuing to be like we saw in the first.
Lebo once again on the attack. Sierra Crouch, left wing, loses her handle. That was just a missed dribble. Turnover to Burlingame. And, well, Mike, if you're going to get going, you got to get going as you trail at 27 with 3:17 to go in the third.
And just 8 points there in, you know, first 21 minutes of play is not what I think Coach Slater and Coach Darren Lee had their hopes for tonight.
Coach Slater takes a full timeout. We will go ahead and keep it right here. Remind you that all of our timeouts here during the Lyon County League basketball tournament have been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget and get a second one for just a dollar. Coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament all week long has been brought to you in part by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100. Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. 35-8. The lead for Lebo as they look to advance on to the championships tomorrow night. And Mike, I got to ask, you know, 3:17 left to go in the third quarter, 3 points away from a running clock in the fourth. What can Burlingame do to try and get into this one?
They just got to win every possession. Just do the little things right. Just go back to being fundamentally sound. Looks like Lebo's going to back off into a 2-3 zone.
Well, that full court pressure has kind of done its due diligence as we approach three to go in the third. Noonan over the top of the defense, leaves her shot short. Sage Hadley collects the board at the top of the power E in the front court for Lebo. She'll hand it off to Audrey Peake, and Peake in no hurry to get the offense moving. Goes right wing to Abby Jones. Now worked left corner to Brooklyn. She set for the three but didn't pull the trigger. Right wing Sierra Crouch now. Lobs it in the lane to Hadley. Fires it over the top of Alexandra Crook, but leaves it long, and then she steps out of bounds on the rebound. Gracie Simmons will check back into the lineup for Burlingame. Sitting down is Savannah Short. Simmons out there with four fouls. 2.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. 35-8 the lead for the Lady Wolves of Lebo. Gracie Simmons with it left wing. Goes right wing to Jocelyn Simmons. Simmons dribbles inside the arc and lets go an 18-footer that's short. Gets her own board. Now goes to Alexandra Crook on the right elbow. Left wing. Gracie Simmons fires a three just off the mark. Rebound. Stretch pass down the way. Abby Jones can't hit the layup, but she's tapped on the wrist going to the line for two. The foul will be registered against Jocelyn Simmons. That'll be just her first. Team's third. Thus far, the Lady Wolves have not committed a foul here in the second half. Abby Jones. An uncharacteristically wild shot there from the line. She is now 0 for 3 here in the third quarter. She is 3 of 7 overall. Make it 3 of 8 as she misses both. A minute 55 left to go in the third quarter. Lead still at 27, 35 to 8, Lebo leading Burlingame. Gracie Simmons, right wing, goes right corner to Kaylin Noonan. She skips it left side to Isabella Tyson. Tyson in the lane, nice kick out to the top of the right wing for Simmons, who just can't get the three-pointer to fall. Noonan, or Tyson actually, will tie up for the rebound. But it'll go to Lebo off the jump ball.
Actually, they called Tyson for the travel. She came
down.
Oh, I
didn't see the I didn't see the signal.
Yeah, they came down, and so give her the offensive board, but 27th turnover now.
90 seconds remains in the third. Again, Burlingame has to be mindful as well that three more points by Lebo, and we have a running clock through the remaining quarter. Abby Jones to Sage Hadley at the foul line. Hadley drives inside. Right-hand layup is good. The lead now to 29, 37-8. Hadley now has 10 points as we approach 50 seconds left to go. Three on the way by Jocelyn Simmons is over the top. Audrey Peake collects the rebound. Hadley doing her best quarterback impression and throws a bomb down the court trying to hit Brooklyn Jones, but it's just a little too far ahead of her.
And maybe her dad, Brian, can get her out there on the gridiron next year.
Hey, you never know. 45.8 seconds remaining. I'm going to tell you what, that was a pretty good throw.
Nice throw.
Yeah.
Just a little bit too much mustard.
A little too much, but hey. It's the effort that counts, right? In the lane with it, Noonan off the glass. Great jumper from the left side. And Noonan now with 10 points, all 10 points for Burlingame. 22 seconds remains here in the third quarter. Nice spin move to get in the lane by Audrey Peake, but she leaves the floater short. 15 seconds. Isabella Tyson hustling down the stretch. Up top, Noonan, three on the way. No good, but looked like it could go. 5 seconds remaining. Abby Jones, left wing three of her own, is no good either. Alexandra Crook collects the board, but not in time to beat the buzzer. 37-10 is the lead for Lebo over Burlingame as we head to the fourth and final quarter of action in this girls' championship semifinal. 8 minutes to go. Will Burlingame be able to mount a miraculous comeback? Stick around and find out. We're back in 60 seconds here on Country 101.7 FM. Audio and video online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia. and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
37-10, the lead for Lebo as we start the fourth and final quarter of action in this girls' championship semifinal from the 102nd Lyon County League Tournament. Kaylin Noonan has it left side of the floor for Burlingame. Goes right side to Isabella Tyson. Tyson now going to start her dribble. Has to back out of the arc. Back to Gracie Simmons at the top of the right wing. She gets cut off to Alexandra Crook now. Left side to Madison Hovstadt. And Hovstadt will be fouled by Katie Ott. That'll be the first foul for Lebo this second half. Both teams playing pretty clean thus far, as that is just Ott's first. Noonan with it, right block, jumper off the glass, doesn't fall. The rebound taken away by Abby Jones, and, well, Lebo might be looking for the dagger here as Sage Hadley gets bumped from behind on the floor, no shot awarded. That'll be the fourth team foul for Burlingame. See who they give it to. That's Noonan. That is her fourth.
Yeah, but Noonan's done a good job there.
Great job.
Not picking up that fourth now until 30 seconds here in the fourth quarter, when she could have got her fourth in that first half.
Yeah, it's true. Katie Ott, top of the key with it for Lebo. Goes left side to Brooklyn Jones. Left wing now to Abby Jones, and Noonan just fouled out. Reaching over, trying to intercept the pass, catches the wrist, and that's the end of the night for Kaylin Noonan, as she ends the night with 10 points, all 10 points for Burlingame.
Definitely not the night she was hoping for, but she did everything in her power to give Burlingame their best shot.
Yeah, you can see she's upset there, but nothing to be upset about. She had a great performance. Sage Hadley, right-handed layup is over the top of the rim. It's no good. Rebound taken away by Burlingame with 7:06 remaining in the ball game. 37-10, the lead for Lebo. Right block, Jocelyn Simmons goes to Gracie Simmons. Up top now to Madison Hovstadt. Left side to Isabella Tyson. She gets tripped up in the lane hard. See who they give it to. That's Sage Hadley, and that's her fourth. Hadley has 10 points on the night. As Burlingame back at it on the offensive zone. 6:49 remaining. Isabella Tyson up top. Works it right side to Jocelyn Simmons. Simmons trying to go around Abby Jones. Just inside the arc on the right wing. Up top to Alexandra Crook. Now back to Madison Hovstadt, right side of the floor. And again, Coach Slater telling his girls to shoot. Ball comes free in the lane. We get a tie-up between Hovstadt for Burlingame and Ott and Hadley for Lebo. Possession arrow will go to the Lady Wolves. Once again, Lebo just 3 points away from a running clock here in the fourth. Katie Ott, top of the key. Gets to the foul line, goes left side to Audrey Peake. She thought about the three. Won't take it. Instead, she will lose her balance driving in the lane and turn it over to Burlingame. Isabel Tyson, Jocelyn Simmons was wide open in the right wing. She didn't see her in time before Audrey Peake got there to cover up the shot. Tyson drives in, skips it right wing, right into the front row. She was just off to Simmons by about an inch. Back into the Burlingame lineup comes the 5'2 junior Savannah Short. Sitting down will be the 5'8 junior Madison Hovstadt. Lebo with possession yet again, leading at 37-10, 5:45 to go in the ball game. Audrey Peake into the front court, hands off to Abby Jones, right wing. Jones circles to the foul line. Up top now to Sage Hadley. Hadley bounces it off the shoe of Alexandra Crook. Loose ball is taken away by Savannah Short. Short trying to save an poke-free ball by Hadley, and she touches it as it rolls out of bounds, so a turnover to Lebo. That is turnover number 30. Thus far, Lebo only with 10. We get an illegal screen set by Katie Ott to draw, I believe, her second foul. That is correct. Ott with her second. Team's third. 5:21 left to go.
But an excellent crowd here tonight at Watt Auditorium.
Phenomenal.
Obviously, the gold seats are just about full. Spill over into the black seats, and obviously all the down courtside seats are full as well. So just a great turnout on a Friday night.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I don't know about you, but this has got to be one of my favorite times of the year.
Absolutely.
Left wing with it now for Burlingame. Gracie Simmons drives in the lane and just overshoots Savannah Short. She would need to be about an extra 5 inches if she wanted to reel that one in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously growing up in the Lyon County League, this was always a fun week, and it continues to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember coming to these games as a young man, and now getting to sit here with a good friend and colleague and call these games, it's a bit of a dream come true, got to be honest. Right side hook shot by Sage Hadley is over the top. No good, and the ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Lebo, so Gracie Simmons will inbound from the left side of the basket on the baseline.
Pull back those reins, Tegan. Slow down, slow down, slow down.
What? It's not a dream come true for you?
No, it's obviously we are not a whole lot of people get the opportunity to do what we do.
Oh, it was the good friend thing. Gotcha, gotcha.
No.
I thought it was mutual. Isabel
Tyson. It's definitely mutual. Whoa,
giving you a hard
whoa,
time.
Whoa.
Oh, don't get the waterworks going. Is that what I'm hearing? Savannah Short.
I'm talking to you, not me.
I'm good. Savannah Short goes to Gracie Simmons. Left block jumper is no good, but she gets fouled on the wrist, so she'll go to the line for two. Simmons could be the first Lady Bearcat to be in the score sheet aside from Kaylin Noonan. As Madison Hovestad gets set to check back in.
Simmons on the season averaging 7.3 points a ball game. Her 12 times at the line, 3 out of 12 make it.
Made the first.
4 out of 13.
Savannah Short sits down. Madison Hovestad checks back in for Burlingame. Sage Hadley and Abby Jones take a seat. And Gracie Simmons now with 2 points as Allie Peake checks back in for Lebo. And she's joined by Sierra Crouch. 4 minutes to go, 37-12, the lead for Lebo. Katie Ott skips it left wing to Sierra Crouch. Crouch's pass to Brooklyn Jones is taken away by Alexandra Crook. Jones nearly steals it back as Isabel Tyson gets banged to the floor. No whistle. Left to go as Tyson loses her footing but manages to maintain possession. Right wing, three on the way by Jocelyn Simmons is short. Katie Ott will pull down the board for Lebo and hand it off to Brooklyn Jones, who walks it across half court with 3:20 left in the game. Allie Peake with it now from the right side of the floor. Gives to Sierra Crouch at the top. Crouch, bounce pass in the lane to Brooklyn Jones. Shoots over the top of the defenders, but it's well short. And will roll out of bounds. Last touch by Lebo. Turnover to Burlingame.
Lebo looks to be well on their way through their 12th, or excuse me, their 10th championship appearance. Obviously, we mentioned earlier, looking for their first tournament title since 2001 when Bill Neinsted, right below us, was coaching them.
2 minutes, 52 seconds remaining in the ball game. Make sure you stay tuned as we still have one game to go. Boys semifinal action between Opie and Madison. That will be a raucous crowd to be sure. Gracie Simmons up top to Jocelyn. Now to Madison Hovestad, who gets tapped on the waist and arm twice. No foul will be called there. And then they'll call the tie-up off the loose ball on the floor. It'll stay with Burlingame. McKenna Lang. Elena Milan checks in for Lebo. She will be joined by Cassidy Potter. I'm trying to see the other number. Along with Allison Conrady. Inbounds goes up top to Isabella Tyson. Left side now to Madison Hovestad. Hovestad overshoots the floater off the left side. The rebound is taken away by Cassidy Potter. Ball will go out of bounds on the opposite end, poked out by Burlingame, staying with Lebo. Sierra Crouch will take a seat into the Lebo lineup. Comes Shaylee Crouch. Shaylee, top of the key, some nice handles in the lane. Kicks it left wing into the hands of Allison Conrady. Conrady to Allie Peek, right block down to the hands of Cassidy Potter. Back to Allie Peek. Ball knocked down by Madison Hovestad. Hovestad down the stretch, layup left side, good and one.
But a good job here for Burlingame. Obviously, they were, you know, a bucket away from making this a running clock.
Yeah.
But they've kind of played even here in the last, 12 minutes of play.
Checking in for Burlingame will be Jennifer Graybeal. She'll be joined by Allison Satzler. Has no good on the extra point attempt. But a turnover near half court as Shaylee Crouch got smacked on the shoulder by the pass. Satzler. Top of the key for Burlingame, right side to Savannah Short, and Short will travel. Also in is McKenna Lang for Burlingame. Right side jumper just off the mark for Shaylee Crouch. Also getting set to check in now for Lebo will be Aubriana Van Ocker. Ball loose in the lane for Burlingame. Turnover taken away by Lebo in the form of Allison Conrady. Conrady, with a minute 10 remaining, gets it into the front court for the Lady Wolves. She'll give it up top to Crouch. And she'll overthrow it in the lane. Intended target was Cassidy Potter. Van Ocker into the lineup for the Lady Wolves. Allie Peek taking a seat. Van Ocker will inbound from the right side of the basket. Baseline for Lebo. Gives it to Shaylee Crouch. Crouch's nine-footer from the left side is no good, but Cassidy Potter gets the board and loses it in the lane. And then a travel by Savannah Short with 56 seconds remaining in the ballgame. A 24-point differential here, so 56 seconds remaining. It's almost a certainty that Lebo will advance on to the championship matchup tomorrow night along with their boys. Van Ocker tracks down the loose ball off a missed nine-footer from the right side by Crouch. Now in the lane with it is Potter. Turns and shoots. Has her shot rejected and nearly taken away. It's back to Crouch at the foul line, and she leaves the jumper short. Airballed it. 38.5 left to go in the ball game. Now 30 seconds as we get a turnover on the opposite end.
35 now for Burlingame.
The 35th turnover, as Michael alluded to. Allison Satzler just couldn't hold on to it.
Coach Slater already trying to turn the page with his starting five. They'll look to rebound with a victory tomorrow afternoon in the third-place game against Madison.
Van Ocker's floater in the lane is taken away, and then it's poked free out of bounds by Van Ocker on the opposite end, so an inbound coming for Burlingame with 17 and a half seconds remaining. Hovestad goes right wing to Savannah Short, lets go the three. It's just a bit long. The rebound is won by Allison Satzler and then taken away by Cassidy Potter, and Potter will be fouled on her approach to the basket. It'll be on the floor. So an inbounds is coming, and the foul will go against Madison Hovstad. That is Hovstad's second. 6 seconds remain. Vanocker inbounds right wing. Shaley Crouch, three on the way, just hits the side iron. 2 seconds left to go, maybe a half-court heave. Won't get it off. We'll hope stat, and that does it. Your final score, Lebo 37, Burlingame 14. Lebo will meet up with Opie for the Lyon County League Tournament Championship tomorrow night in our girls' championship matchup. Burlingame will fall to the third-place game against Madison tomorrow afternoon. We'll take a quick break, come back, get you your final stats, and get set for our boys' final semifinal matchup of the night, Opie versus Madison. Stick around. We've got more to come here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV.
Here's South.